Hey ho, Stuart Coop here. I'm the guy who wrote Shake Some Action on the biographies of Michael Gudinski and Paul Kelly and a book on roadies. You, well done you, are listening to The Last Post Radio Show, a thing that I thoroughly recommend. Wishing you a fabulous end of year and an even more magnificent 2025. I'm going to keep writing, you keep listening to this radio show, and we'll talk. We will. Keep listening to The Last Post, a radio show. See you later.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the team at the National Anzac Centre in Albany, Western Australia. Have a safe and wonderful festive season.
Welcome back to the second episode of The Last Post Radio Show podcast Christmas episode series. And we've got a whole lot more amazing guests and more bad jokes. You're with Greg T. Ross, The Last Post Radio Show Christmas special.
Hi, this is Jose McLaughlin from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and I'd like to wish season's greetings and a fantastic 2025 to all the listeners of The Last Post Radio Show. Have a good one, folks.
Hi, Greg. Very happy Christmas to you and all the Last Post readers and listeners. And my very best wishes for a happy, healthy, musical, and above all, peaceful 2025. I was just reflecting. It's incredible that it's 110 years next year since those famed events at Gallipoli, and 70 years since Elvis Presley first burst on the scene. So I'm looking forward to reading a lot of good articles in the mag about both those topics and, of course, the many more that you always manage to cover. All the best, Greg, and all the best, Last Post readers. Ciao.
Hi, Greg and Gary, and all the listeners of the Last Post Radio Show podcast. This is Kat Ray, one of the artists featured in your show this year, calling to wish you all a happy holidays. Here's to listening to more thoughtful Last Post interviews and seeing and making more good art in 2025.
Hello, Muriel Cooper here from Mental Health Matters. Your mental health matters especially at Christmas time, because at this time of the year, sometimes there can be stress and conflict. And Christmas can be stressful even if there isn't conflict. So look after yourselves. Have a merry and bright Christmas, and I wish all the best for you in 2025.
Hi, Greg. This is Di Morrissey. I'm just calling to wish you and all of your friends an absolutely wonderful festive season and a happy new year. It's going to be an interesting 12 months, but let's hang in there. Be kind, be thoughtful, be patient, and laugh a lot. Lots of love. Cheers, Di.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show.
Season's greetings to the inestimable Greg T. Ross and all at The Last Post. I love this magazine and website, podcast, I'm on it now. This is Peter Gers here, late of the ABC in Adelaide for 20 years. I've just made a comeback there. they'll never learn. Yes, 33 years as a columnist with the Sunday Mail in Adelaide and all round theatrical. Wishing you season's greetings. Actually, I'm a reformed social irritant. am I reformed? Christmas is a strange time, isn't it? as cash registers ring. You never see a nativity much anymore. But I think every family, of course, is dysfunctional, let's face it. There is no such thing as a family which isn't dysfunctional. And I think this begins on Christmas Day with the Holy Family. I mean, that must have been so difficult to have a baby away in a manger, have a baby in a stable, in the stables, and then, you know, with the father who, you know, abrogates to God. Poor old Joseph is not actually the father, but God is. That's a bit weird, isn't it? And then, you know, smelly shepherds arrive and you're dealing with a newborn baby without midwifery. And you've got these smelly shepherds and probably lambs. And then three kings of Orient arrive and bring you useless gifts like frankincense and myrrh rather than something that might have been of great use, like, as feminists have noted over the years, a casserole or a damp cloth. So the dysfunction begins. And, you know, we've had 2,000 years of dysfunctional families, so viva dysfunctional families. But, you know, perhaps we could look to the example of the famous Christmas truces. It's truces, yes. It's not just one truce, but it was a lot of truces along the Western Front in Christmas 1914, where enemies, the Allies, reached out to the German Axis soldiers and swapped cigarettes and chocolates and sang Christmas carols. And yes, I think that's a very fine example. Perhaps Christmas is a kind of truce between people in families. To speak personally, I had a terrible, terrible row with my mother at Christmas 1981, which was entirely my fault. And I felt guilty about that. I ruined Christmas for her and the entire family. You know, a petulant young man doing that to his mother and family. And that was my mother's last Christmas on this earth. And it's rather spoiled Christmases for me ever since. But I suppose I should forgive myself, really, for that. However, forgiveness is a good thing, and Christmas is about hope and always brings hope. And my hope for the future, or one of them, is that this beautiful, high-quality magazine, which supports the veteran community and also the B-Day industry. I love that ad for that, you know, the do-it-yourself B-Day that you can install on your own toilet. I hope it continues. That's my hope for as long as possible. And viva The Last Post. Viva Greg T. Ross, even though he's a Collingwood fan. Nobody's perfect. And happy Christmas to all of you and all ships at sea. Peter Gers signing off. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Kirsty here, Greg's right-hand girl, who puts the magazine together. Thank you all for your support this year and every year. Wishing everybody a wonderful Christmas and a beautiful New Year. See you all in 2025. Ciao.
Hello, everyone. This is Ben Eames, Kirsty Wyatt's husband and late-night food provider, comic relief while in the throes of putting together the magazine and the tireless hours that they put together for The Last Post. I also moonlight as Greg's professional batting coach, so any great scores that he does can be attributed back to me. I hope you all have a wonderful and merry Christmas and have a beautiful and successful 2025.
Ho, ho, ho! Time for some more bad Christmas jokes. What did one ornament say to another? I like hanging with you.